your friends. You have just a few hours to live. Goodbye for now.
It's the ivy-covered building over there. What are you doing in my room, Richards? Give me those papers. I'll have to go ahead with my experiment right now. Lower the dome. Are you ready, Carstairs? My moment of triumph is at hand. Contact!
Yes, but what do you want?
Expelling me? Get out of here! There's nothing more your stupid school can teach me anyhow! This is just a minor disappointment. I shall overcome it. What have I done to myself? My face is hideous! This is all Reed Richards' fault. He made me hurry my experiment. Now I must hide my face from all mankind. But he will pay. Oh, how he will pay. What of Dr. Doom, my dear lady? This little toy is just a taste of my powers. As I stood outside your door, I heard quite a bit of your story. If you wish, I'll add mine. To clear up the mystery of Victor Von Doom's transition into the infamous Dr. Doom. After my disfigurement at school, I fled from all mankind, making my way to the remoteness of the high Tibetan mountains. There I sought the forbidden secrets of the Himalayan wise men's black magic. I had just about reached the end of my endurance and given up hope of finding them. Disaster seemed certain when, lo, they found me. The next thing I knew was when I awakened in their cave. They were practicing magic. I learned all there was to know. Then one day, they called me Master. And then it began. Using the mouth of a gigantic idol as a blast furnace, my servants began to forge what was to become the most dreaded costume on the face of the earth. The last thing to fit was the mask. Would it conform to my twisted features in comfort? It was put on my face. And it fit! The mask was on. Victor Von Doom was no more. Born was Dr. Doom. Soon I was ruler of a kingdom, stronger, more powerful than any living monarch. I vowed to become the master of all mankind. And now I seek revenge on the one who forced me to hide behind this mask. You, Reed Richards.
You forget one thing. My ability to attack is faster than the cobra.
Don't move, you fools! Within my gauntlet is concealed a most effective weapon. Behold! Revenge at last, Richards! Why are you smiling? Drat the luck! Your famous force field! What a triumph! Going home to my own country in the Fantastic Four's own missiles!